The Mandarin and the Butterfly. Once there lived in Qianghe, a mandarin who was so exceedingly cross that everyone hated him. He snarled and stormed at every person he met, and was never known to laugh or be merry under any circumstances. He especially hated boys and girls, for the boys jeered at him, which aroused his wrath, and the girls made fun of him, which hurt his pride. When he had become so unpopular that no one would speak to him, the emperor commanded him to leave for America. This suited the mandarin very well. Gathering up his little store of money, he took ship for America. He settled in a city of the Midwest and started a laundry. He made no acquaintances with the other Chinamen of the town. He put up a red and white sign, and people brought their laundry to him and got paper checks with Chinese characters upon them in exchange, this being the only sort of character the mandarin had left. One day, as he was ironing in his shop, he looked up and saw a crowd of childish faces pressed against the window. Most Chinamen make friends with children. This one hated them and tried to drive them away. But as soon as he returned to his work, they were back at the window again, mischievously smiling down upon him. The naughty mandarin uttered horrid words in the Manchu language and made fierce gestures. But this did no good at all. The children stayed as long as they pleased, and they came again the very next day as soon as school was over, and likewise the next day and the next.